Adam Reynolds.
Adam Reynolds!
The Ariat Rebar Work Jeans. Built to perform, built to last, built for you. Check them out at ariat.com.au.
Here he is!
Here he is, all right, captain of the Bronx, Adam Reynolds. What a funny old day it must have been Monday with the injury, all the injuries, trying to work out who's right, who's no good. What was that like?
Yeah, obviously a bit disappointing for myself. There was a number of us lining up to get scans the other morning. It was a bit of a funny old feeling, but no, obviously happy with the result on the weekend. Obviously got to get through this week and then hopefully no more injuries.
Seven from seven, Renault, and sitting in fourth position. It's a far cry from where everyone thought you would be at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, we knew what we were capable of with the players in the squad. We trained really hard through the preseason, and you know, a bit of that hard work that's a bit on show now, obviously through our performances, is starting to pay off.
Hey, what's the pack like? You get someone like Pat Carrigan comes back from Origin after a pretty good effort. Can you see his confidence raised by, you know, when those guys do, you've watched it at the Rabbitohs, now at the Broncos, they come back from Origin. Can you notice their confidence?
Yeah, you can. And I think those camps help those boys out tremendously. You know, they get to spend it with other professionals and other quality players that they can learn a thing or two off. And, you know, Paddy Carrigan's a prime example of that. He's come back, is you know, talking, his leadership's gone to another level, and it's good to see. He's obviously playing some good footy and, you know, getting rewards off the back of a, you know, a pretty good team at the moment.
Obviously, game this weekend, you guys versus the Storm away. Few injuries. You've got Herbie Farnsworth out.
Yeah,
Corey Pakes, obviously yourself, Kelly, Gamble, Staggs. How's Payne Haas looking? He hasn't been named out. He's been named in the team, but he's got that shoulder injury. How are we looking there?
Yeah, I think Payne will play. Obviously, we've got the captains on to get through this morning, but yeah, there's a number of injuries, obviously pretty well documented through the week. But look, it's next man up for us. We've got a system in place, and you know, we believe we're good enough to still go down there and give the Storm a shake-up. We certainly won't go down without a fight. Not saying that we can't win the game, but you know, it makes it a bit tougher, but the boys are up for the challenge.
Can I ask, whenever I see it on telly, you're standing there with Alfie, he's got a ball under his wing. What do you two talk about?
Just the most random things you can think of.
I bet. Like what? How's the family? How's your punting?
Has been short.
Yeah, has been short.
Hey, who's taller, actually? You or Alfie Reno?
I've got our covered.
You just got him. Is that with boots on, studs and all?
The only bloke over 15 who hasn't got Alf covered is Chris Muntz, the old jockey. Now, has he put any work? You know, must have been 2 weeks. Was it last week or the weekend before when you did that virtually right-angle grubber kick? That was a Alfie trademark. Have you been doing anything with him with that?
Oh, I've obviously seen a lot of highlights of Alf back in the day, and he's a pretty handy player. He's got a good kicking game, a bit similar to myself, obviously small in stature, and like to just test the defence with different variations of kicks. So might have stole that one out of his trick bag, but yeah. No, he's a fantastic person to have around the club. He's full of energy and always you know, positive with whatever he's doing.
Is it the rib injury you've sustained have anything to do with Alfie? Because Marto's been out on the drink with Alfie a few times,
and knows he gets, in the ribs.
Gets a bit punchy, doesn't he, old Alfie? Yep. He didn't give you a couple cracks to the rib, Reno?
No. He actually looked after me the other night. He was telling me to get off rather than telling me to stay on. So.
Oh, good.
Hey, listen, Tyrone Roberts, for all the Broncos fans, second versus fourth. Quite incredible we get to this stage and we're looking at that for tomorrow night, the late game. Tyrone Roberts, how will he go? Because he hasn't played a lot of NRL for a while. What should we expect?
Yeah, obviously he's a seasoned veteran, Tyrone. He's played a handful of games in the NRL. He's been around for, you know, 10 years or so now, and he knows what it takes. Obviously, he's well experienced, and he's just got to go out there and do his job. We're not asking him to do anything that he's not used to doing or he's not comfortable doing. So he's got a pretty simple role. Get out there, kick the boys in your corners, and you know, just lead the forwards around the field, and obviously be strong defensively. So he's a quality player, a good backup to have.
Good big couple of weeks for you boys. Good luck. All the best. Cowboys in a couple of weeks. You got the bye next weekend because of the Origin game being played out, and then it's 3v4. So
Reno,
good luck.
On that bye weekend, we need you healthy soon. You stay away from Alfie Langer, okay?
Yes.
Big distance between you and him. All right.
We'll do. No sit-ups between now and then.
Adam Reynolds, captain of the Broncos. Thanks to Ariat Rebar Work Jeans. Built to perform, built to last, built for you. Check them out. Ariat.com.au. It's Triple M.